Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. We're continuing in the series as we kind of unpack some of the major themes we've been looking at in our teaching series called With Us, focusing on different elements that might come up during the Christmas season as we retell and revisit the Christmas story that we're so often familiar with. From the Garden of Eden to the pillar of clouds to a burning bush, the scriptures show us over and over again just how deeply God desires to be in community and in relationship with his people. Right, for the 40 years that the Hebrews wandered in the wilderness, God was there day in and day out leading his people. And you know, as lovely as that sounds and picturesque as that sounds, but if you look closely at the structure and the language of the Old Testament before the time of Jesus, it's actually this picture of it being quite difficult for God's people to seek out God's presence, right? There's something that feels more rigid than we might think of today. I mean, God's standard for holiness demanded righteous action, right? He said this, Leviticus 19. Verse 2, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. The holy of holies, God's dwelling place in the tabernacle, and then later on in the temple in Jerusalem, had rules about who could enter it. Only the high priest, and when he could enter it, only one time of year. I mean, this is the center of where God shows up, the collision between heaven and earth, right in the tabernacle that all of the people can see, they can witness it, they can be around it, but they can't enter it. Right, this is the old covenant, and it required strict obedience to the law. It was the framework for the relationship between a broken people and a holy God. But we start to see something really interesting take shape, particularly in the prophets. Jeremiah 31 says this, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel at that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people." The book of Hebrews in the New Testament, chapter 10, reveals that Jesus opened a new way of living, one where hundreds of laws aren't required, but by his flesh being torn, right? He becomes the ultimate sacrifice as he steps in to fulfill the Old Testament covenant, just like it was predicted in Jeremiah, that he would give the gift of salvation and a Holy Spirit, who empowers us now to live the way God created us to live. Right, and this is like the resounding theme of the Christian life, that when we submit to Jesus' authority over our lives and turn from our old way of life, God is with us in that day in and day out. Unlike the Hebrews wandering through the wilderness, we don't have a set of rules about how often we can approach God or what we have to be wearing or the time of year it has to be. No, we have an open line to him to come directly into his presence as the veil between us and God is torn. Right? This is the undercurrent theme of the Christmas story that we focus on, that in Jesus' first coming, his advent, he becomes for us the perfect life that we should have but failed to live, the perfect sacrifice in our place for our sin, that by faith in him, we find the true gift of life. Now, let's take a moment to pray it up. You might be listening to this today. You're not a follower of Jesus. Right, the first thing that you need to do is to trust Jesus, is to look to him as the one who shows you what life ought to look like, but also gives his life for you so that you, by believing in him and his death and resurrection, can find life the way it's meant to be lived. Today is the day to pray for the gift of salvation and receive the Holy Spirit. Secondly, second prayer point, thankfully, strict obedience to the law is no longer required, but repentance is. there are areas in our lives where we need to repent. It's this word that we kind of overly throw into the religious realm without fully unpacking what it means. It actually means to just turn around. It means to go back, to return. And there's a sense in which all of us seek to follow after something else. The invitation today is that we would return, repent, and turn to Jesus. Last thing, let's talk about how we live this out so we don't just hear the word, but become doers of the word. How often do you take a moment to tap into the wisdom and guidance that the Holy Spirit offers? How often do you go before God before you even make the smallest of decisions? What would your life look like if His wisdom was guiding all of your actions, that before you think, hey, this is what I want to go and do, you make a pattern and habit of bringing your decision before the Lord? Right, today is the opportunity for you to go to Him and ask for wisdom and guidance that only He can provide. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.